Hey everyone, and welcome back to the So Rude podcast. My name is Paige Ruderman, and I hope you're having a great day. On today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that's been kind of percolating on my mind for a little bit of time. I'll just flat out say it. It's going to be a little bit of a rant, but I think you'll agree with what I have to say. And that is, today I'm going to talk about why we still need songwriters in the music industry. Now, if we look at other industries in the world, let's take IT, for example. There are so many different types of roles someone can fill in the IT world. They can be a front-end developer, a back-end developer, a website developer. They can work in IT support. They can focus only on apps. They can only focus on web. There are so many different types of roles in IT. And in healthcare, there's primary care physicians, there's ENTs, there's surgeons, there's orthopedics, there's pediatrics, there's so many different types of doctors. And in finance, there's accountants, tax professionals, payroll specialists, forecasters, budgeters, stockbrokers, day traders, controllers, countless other finance needs. And that's just a handful of industries. And I think if you look at any industry across the map, you can see that there are specialty roles. People fill a specific job in that industry in order for everyone to work together to be able to bring it to fruition. And additionally, in those other industries, people aren't expected to fill multiple jobs, right? Like, sure, you might be familiar with payroll, then you can help out with some of the other stuff. But like, primarily, you do your function until you're interested in learning something else and moving on. So if that's the case, people fill their job, they know their expertise and their previous experience and how that falls into their lane. Why is it that in the music industry, individuals are being expected to fill in as both the artist and the writer? Now, I may be coming from a place of ignorance, or I might not know all of the ins and the outs of the industry yet. We are learning those things together, but it definitely seems to me like songwriters are getting phased out. And I don't really quite understand why, because there's so many reasons that you need a songwriter. If someone is an artist, they need a few skills. They have to have a message they want to share. They typically have a great singing voice. They have charisma. They're able to build a community around them and their projects. And typically, they're functionally attractive, right? They meet the basic population's definition of what attractive looks like. Plus, in addition to all of that, in the age of social media, they're also expected to build an online fan base, be great at social media content, do interviews and public relations work, and countless other duties to be the face of the music, right? Like, they are kind of a salesperson when it comes to their spot in the music industry, in addition to being a performer. But somebody else in the music industry who is really great with coming up with lyrics and storytelling and being able to bring their empathy and past experience to building a connectable message, they have historically worked in the past with artists to bring their messages to life. These are the songwriters. And yet now it feels like everything is changing. I have heard on many podcasts and in industry professional meetings that publishers who have historically been the employment option for songwriters to get deals to then write songs and work with artists are no longer attracted to songwriters. Instead, these publishers have become the artist development hubs that music labels are no longer interested in putting money into. And why is that? In the past, from what it seems, the music labels would find talent and they'd be able to see that diamond in the rough and they would be able to bring them and kind of launch their career. But we're not seeing that happen anymore. Instead, an artist is being attracted to the music label through the publisher. So it's this new phenomenon where these publishers are kind of finding that rising cream of the crop, that rising talent, and then building them up for them to be able to pitch them to these labels. Or music labels are finding people on social media who have already built a following. For the sake of this conversation, let's accept that as truth so we're all on the same page. I'm pretty sure that's true, but just in case someone wants to argue it is the internet, where does that leave songwriters? And in my experience, songwriters are extremely necessary. They have the ability to communicate emotions, stories, messages in words that are understandable and connectable for an audience. I heard this quote in another podcast. The podcast is titled, "And the Writer Is," with Justin Tranter. Justin was being interviewed, and what was said on that episode was that the best songs come from having a diverse group of people in the writing room. So this is close to a direct quote. It may not be exact, and I had to paraphrase in a few sections, but this is pretty much what was said. The list of songwriters with crazy streaks, it's overwhelmingly, of course there's outliers, but overwhelmingly it's women, people of color, and gay people. From Diane Warren to Carole King, Sia, Esther Dean, Bonnie, to all of the amazing writers from Babyface to The Dream, all of these insane people, people of color, writing the best songs we've ever heard. Desmond Child, Elton John. If you look at behind the scenes, the majority of the ones that really have a lot of juice, it's all minorities. If I was an A&R, I would look at those numbers and say, okay, every session has to have someone from a minority. Because if you look at the numbers, you are much more likely to get a hit. Because emotionally, we all connect to the underdog. Even if it's the hottest dude singing a song, there is something subconsciously in the song that relates to a place of being really vulnerable and being an outsider. Even if the song isn't about that creatively, anyone that fits into a minority category can tap into something special. Now, I hope you're just as mind blown as I'm mind blown listening to that statement, because I was personally, when I was listening to that episode, I was sitting in my car, stuck in traffic, trying to get out of this parking garage in downtown Nashville, which we all know the traffic is absolutely disgusting, trying to drive home late at night from my part-time job. And I was shocked, because he is right. Some of my favorite songs come from people that would fit into an outlier, whether it's women or people that don't fit the world's description of beauty. So how does this relate to songwriters? I think that a lot of people that know they won't have an audience building power, or they have no desire to be in a crowd, they still want to bring their skills to the person with the face and the voice and the charisma and the ability to build fans and make something great together. If we go back to the earliest part of this episode when I was talking about other industries, why are we, and I use the collective we, meaning the music industry, why are we requiring an artist to be able to do everything? Why not allow them to pour gasoline on the fire they already have made, rather than go off and try to start a new fire with tools and skills that they don't have to have? In the past, you didn't have to be a writer. Now, there are some artists that enjoy writing. They're singer-songwriters. I'm not talking to them here, and I'm not talking about them, because there are phenomenal singer-songwriters out in the world that love to write and are able to build a fan base. But specifically, I'm talking about the great entertainers of the world. People like Reba McEntire, Beyonce, Justin Bieber, Elvis Presley, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion. They are fantastic and out of this world singers and performers. And they didn't need to write their own songs. What they needed to do to accomplish their goal was have a message they wanted to share and a song that helped them do that. And they were able to then go out and share that song with the world. So why are artists today being forced into a box of having to write for themselves? There are a few artists that I've written with that I truly believe if they were honest with themselves and if we could take off all the labels and the requirements and kind of what we think we have to do, I think that they would agree they don't enjoy the writing process. They do it because they have to. They would be so much better off getting pitched songs and then choosing what they like and connecting with those. Or even kind of putting out a pitch and being like, I'm looking for songs that are in this lane. And then having people come to them with songs that they think they might like. And then they get to just pick them instead of being forced to feel like they need to go off and write their own. I think it just takes away from both the artist's ability to kind of use their energy in a place that they think is going to be the most fruitful. We've all been in positions before or done jobs before where there's tasks of the role we don't like. And it's like, yes, that's true. There's always going to be tasks of a job that you don't like, but you can also try and find yourself a position where you're not spending a lot of time doing that. And so if you're a performer, if you like to entertain people, then why do you feel like you need to go out and write all the songs that you're going to talk about? I just think that's not a great use of your time. Not only that, it takes away from the great songwriters who they just want to focus all of their attention on writing lyrics that connect with people, working with artists to bring their message to life. And now they feel like either there's no opportunity for that or they have to be an artist when they didn't really want to be an artist to begin with. Additionally, for the artists that do want to write, and maybe you need to like get a little bit of assistance and, you know, get a little help bringing your songs to life. Well, if everyone's an artist, then in a couple more years, where are there going to be songwriters to work with these artists if their writing didn't come naturally? Which we all know, writing does not come naturally. It's a skill. You have to work at it and get better at it. And that only happens with practice and time. So in a few more years, where are the writers going to be? Where are all these artists that want to have these great hits and be able to connect with their audience, and they don't know how to bring a song to life in a written format? I don't think the industry is thinking about their longevity. I think they're thinking about the right now and, you know, what, where are the dollars and how can we make money in this streaming world? And I'm not negating the fact that it's a music business, right? There's business in the name. It's called the music business. But we're forgetting along the way what made it so special to begin with, how everybody had their role, how everyone had their spot, and you all worked together in a collective format to be able to accomplish that goal. You need the artists, you need the songwriters, you need the publishers, you need the A&R people to go find talent, you need the people that want to work in radio and interview these people. So there's so many different ways for us to show up, and yet it just feels like those lines and those positions are being blurred and there's just not going to be opportunity anymore. And I think it truly just does a disservice. And additionally, talking about that quote from Justin, it is those people that are the outliers or the minorities that maybe don't even want to pursue being an artist, but they are going to be the ones in the room that are going to help bring it to life. And there's countless other interviews. I was scrolling on Instagram and I came across this post about someone who does work in publishing. And basically the quote was, well, there aren't many writers moving to town anymore. And it's like, whoa there, buddy. That's a pretty big, hefty statement to make. I think there would be way more writers moving to town, and there probably are a lot of writers in town, but they're not even getting any attention because it just feels like the publishers are no longer interested. If you're not saying you're interested in a solo project or being an artist in any capacity, can you even get the meeting? And if you can, are they going to eventually then ask you about doing a project of your own? But what about for the people that don't want to do a project? What about the people that just want to be champions of the work that they get to create with others? They want to hype the absolute crap out of any song that they get to be a small part of and watch it bloom into this beautiful story. Are those people even getting meetings? Are those people even getting opportunities? And if I had to take a hunch, I would say no. And I think that again, full circle, there is a reason there are people that are songwriters. That is a different skill set. And if you want to annihilate those people and kind of push them out of the industry, you're not thinking long term. You're not thinking about where are we going to be in 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years from now. And if you think AI is going to be the way to do it, AI is just taking its code from what real people have created. So when you're no longer adding to that pot, and now the inspiration AI is pulling from is other AI created work, I truly think the talent and the quality is going to go way down. With all of that said, there's a need for songwriters. I'm a songwriter. I know marvelous songwriters that live in town, but even I'm starting to see, you know, there's a little bit of disheartening going on in the songwriting community because what do we do? So if you enjoyed this episode, I really appreciate you hanging around this Tuesday or whatever day it is you're listening to this episode. You can find me on Instagram at sorude.podcast, and we release episodes every Tuesday. And thank you so much for hanging around. Hopefully, we're going to find answers to some of these questions and needs in the future. But until then, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll catch you guys next time. Bye now.